Nearly 200 people, including 58 children, have been killed in the intense bombing of the besieged enclave of 2 million people. Sorry, I'm clicking through. At least enclave of 2 million people. Israel has justified its bombing campaign as retaliation to rocket attacks by Hamas fighters, but the Gaza-based Hamas movement said its actions were a response to the Israeli policy of forced displacement of Palestinians in occupied East Jerusalem and the storming of Al-Aqsa Mosque by Israeli forces last week. Israel had missed a Hamas deadline to withdraw its forces from the mosque compound. The latest round of inaction also comes as U.S. President Joe Biden has given no signs of plans to step up public pressure on Israel.
I'm in the parking garage, but except for the roof, where it's 36 degrees, I can't seem to find a spot. So I'm going.
Say that the U.S. is an empire or imperialist or colonial, but look around. We've got colonies and all sorts of stuff going on. All right, and the last part in the
Ouch!
Segment, Israel yet to show proof of Hamas in Gaza media tower. United States Secretary of State Anthony Blinken says he's not seen any Israeli evidence of the Hamas operating in the Gaza building that housed residences, offices, and media organizations, including Al Jazeera and the Associated Press, that Israel destroyed on Saturday. Blinken said on Monday he has asked Israel for justification for the strike. The Israeli military, which have given journalists and other building occupants about an hour to evacuate, claims that Hamas used the building for a military intelligence office. So, so they haven't provided any information. I don't expect us to hear anything about it. This is reported on a few different spots. All right, that's the end of that. All right, we've got about 4 minutes or so to go through the rest of these stories. One, Taiwan is having a big spike in coronavirus infections. So this is a little scary. So what happened? The island state went 253 days without a single local case, but now the number of cases is rising sharply. A worst coronavirus outbreak in Taiwan has raised urgent questions about how the virus slipped past the island's gold standard defenses and if it can quickly return to a zero COVID life. In 2020, the island of 24 million people was producing extraordinary numbers, fewer than 1,000 cases, about 90% of them detected in arrivals, zero infection leaks from quarantine, a death toll of 12, and 253 days without a single local case. On Friday, the numbers turned when health authorities reported 29 local cases, followed by 180 on Saturday, 206 on Sunday, and 333 on Monday. Most are in the north, with large clusters in Taipei City and New Taipei City, where testing stations have reported 10% positivity rates. About 91% of Taiwan's total local caseload has come in the past 4 days. So, very scary stuff indeed. Just thinking about those guys. All right, here's a couple more. These are some more domestic stories in our last couple minutes. AT&T has agreed to deal to combine Warner Media with Discovery. The new company aims to compete with the world's largest streamers, such as Netflix and Disney+. The parent company of CNN, HBO, and the Hollywood studio behind the Batman and Harry Potter franchises has struck a deal with Discovery to create a new global media superpower to take on these streaming services. The U.S. telecoms company AT&T, which acquired the media assets in an $85 billion takeover of Time Warner 3 years ago, has agreed a spinoff of its media content division, known as Warner Media, into a separate business in combination with Discovery. So, very interesting. We'll see how that plays out. But I wanted to share because AT&T being in the news always catches my eye. I like AT&T. Or, not like, but they're really important in the history of telecom and of phones. So, they always hit my radar. What else? We're running out of time. So, here's two. The last two we'll do. Documents show Trump officials use secret terrorism unit to question lawyers at the border. secret police in the United States? How could this be? In newly discovered records, Trump side officials cited conspiracies about Antifa to justify interrogating immigration lawyers with a special terrorism unit. The documents also show that more lawyers were targeted than previously known. And this is from ProPublica. So if you go to ProPublica, you can read the whole story. There's lots of redacted documents. And it's long, but it's good. So I want to be sure you know about that one. All right. And how profiteers hijacked the CDC's COVID response. It's from The Nation here. The story involves mass death, religious zealots, and the worst case of government malpractice to facilitate what was deemed a business opportunity in the history of the United States. So, just be careful here. Man, it doesn't say op-ed, but it feels op-ed-y. Americans are just starting to die. Infected cruise ships are stranded at sea around the world. No one in Trump's administration has decided what to do or if they have to do anything. Nobody in the great edifice of the American public health that is the CDC, the gold standard of the world, is yet wearing a mask. The President of the United States is the MC. This is bullshit. Sorry. So this is great writing, but whenever you've got like a 500 or 1,000 word article and you start out that way, this is too long and it's too puffy. Sorry. I should have checked it closer. Anyway, so I'm just abandoning ship there. Sorry. Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of out of it. This is going to be the end of the show. I'll try again tomorrow. Thanks so much for listening. Here's the music. You can message me on Jabber if you want. I'll be in calm. All right, bye.
Well, that sound means that our time's come to an end. Thanks for listening. I'll be back tomorrow.
7, 6.